JW Mobile.
But do you ever, when you pull up there, are you ever able to just drive around and in, or is there always a line?
This morning, as early as I did, on Tuesdays there's always a line, because you know you got Sunday and Monday where you can't go. Their day off is Sunday and Monday instead of Saturday and Sunday. So on Tuesday there's always a line. So if I wait till Wednesday and I go early in the morning, it's a straight drive through. But I was about 20 minutes late today getting there, and there was the only line was the two cars that were in the stall when I got there. I had to wait for one of them to come out.
Greenville County closes Sunday and Monday. Pickens County is open Monday through Saturday, 7:30 to 7:30. And I don't know about some of the other places, but the one I'm near, I don't think I've ever had to wait. The most cars I've seen at one time is maybe four or five, and you can just kind of pull up beside them. You know, if someone's there in front of the bin that you want, you can just pull up right up beside them and unload. So it's kind of nice out this way.
For me, when I was flying down at WCRC, which is at the intersection of 417 and Woodruff Road, 417 connected 101 and Woodruff Road, and at the Woodruff Road end of 417 was with the flight, the airfield, and I had to go from the airfield to the dump. Everybody had to take turns emptying the dump, so I had to go to the airfield from the dump every once in a while, and it was that way. You could just drive up right beside it, and there was never a wait, and you just unloaded right there beside it and drove on out. And that was really convenient.
Unfortunately, in crowded areas, it gets more crowded. We first moved to Simpsonville back in 2000, I think, 99 or 2000, out off West Georgia Road, Fairview Road area there. The place out there was like that. I could go on a Saturday morning and pretty much just drive in. But, man, by the time we left, you would not want to go on a Saturday because you could sit out on a line that was back down the road for 45 minutes.
On Tuesdays. And other days, you wait too late in the morning. Like sometimes I wait till Amy goes to work, and then I load up, and then I get there by about 9 or 9:15. And sometimes it's been lined up all the way out to the road, which it probably takes about 30 or 40 cars to make it all the way out to the road. And that, if you're a ham radio operator, it's okay because you can talk to people. But if you're not, I guess people will just browse their phone or something. I don't know what they do for that long of a wait.
And that before I sat there and talked on the radio. And, you know, I mean, I know we have to do it because it's probably the best way to do it, but it can get depressing when you're sitting there watching just that line of cars and people throwing stuff away. It kind of gets a little depressing, isn't it?
I need to not use my brakes as much as possible, have it idle. And then when I see the car start to move, I just bump it out of neutral into drive and idle up to wherever they stop at. I don't know. It's just something I find it a little bit entertaining to use as little gas as power as and. And going and stopping and going and stopping and going like that. My wife's car has a cruise control on it. Mine's not that sophisticated, but hers will actually stop the car and stop and go traffic, and it'll start the car moving. But it's hybrid, so there's no engine starter and no engine runner or anything. But it'll start it moving and stop it from moving without you touching the brake pedal or the gas pedal. That is really convenient.
My wife's car, it has the adaptive cruise, but I tried it one time, see how far down it would go if it would come to a complete stop, and I got down to about 25 or 30, and it suddenly quit. I mean, it released, and then I had to hit the brakes really quickly because it surprised me. I was expecting it to just keep slowing down, but for that car, there is a point where it doesn't slow down anymore on its own.
Yeah, my car is kind of like that. It will stop you. It'll stop the car, but about 3 seconds after it stops the car, you'll hear this loud tone buzz, and then it lets go of the brake, and you just start idling forward. Then it won't, and then the cruise is kicked off. It won't. You got to reset the cruise to make it come back on. But my wife's is totally different than that. You got the cruise set. You can have it set at, you know, 50 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour. It'll bring you all the way to a stop. And then when the car in front of you moves, it'll move. It's pretty neat. I guess my car is a 2017. Hers is a 2020. That's the difference between those 3 years.
Technology's only going to get better, I guess. So, or hope. I hope, anyway. All right, I'm in the driveway. I'll let you go. Enjoyed it. Hope you have a good day, and good to hear you this morning. W4DJW and 4ZLK.
All right, Shane. Well, glad you made it home okay. You're safe. Have a good nap, and hope you have a good couple of days off. N4ZLK, W4DJW.